Inflation remains a problem. Sure, we've gone from up 9% a year to up 4-point-something% a year in the headline. But we have to remember something. If last year's inflation numbers were really, really high, and this year's inflation numbers are just a little bit higher, then on a year-over-year basis, it looks like, hey, things are coming in the right direction. It's not as bad as it was, but it still is bad. So we need to think about that context when we start getting these inflation numbers, because the year-over-year numbers will decline. There's no question about it. But in 2019, if I went to the store to get my kids a pack of Skittles, let's say the Skittles were 60 cents. Now they're a dollar. Am I supposed to be happy because next year they're a dollar five, right? And that's the scourge of inflation, is that essentially it sets your reference point up. And I mean, it's real, right? You go to buy a car and you look at 2019 and the car was 30% cheaper, 3 or 4 years ago. And so it goes up a little bit next year. Is anybody better off? Because wages are not 30 to 40% higher than they were from 2019. So this is the problem, and it will take years to work off, honestly. I mean, regardless of what CPI says, the damage of inflation will take years to work off of the economy. Doesn't mean we go into a recession or a depression, but real growth will suffer for a long time.
To listen to this full interview, in addition to gaining access to all of our premium content airing during the week, go to financialsense.com and hit the subscribe button.